you began the fifth parak, page Peivav, the morale is discussing the fact that Chazal have indicated to us that there is an advantage that we have, that the Baruch Shalom gave us a lot of mitzvahs. The Baruch Shalom wanted to help us out, so he gave us a lot of mitzvahs. So the moral is that doesn't seem to be something that helps us. Other rabbi, the fact that there's so much makes it oftentimes overwhelming and difficult. The likelihood of a person not successfully carrying out all the mitzvahs is greater than the likelihood, than the statistic likelihood of carrying out all the mitzvahs. And we spoke a little bit about that with birthday parties. I hope your birthday was okay. So, therefore, what's this schus? What's the great schus that the Baruch Shalom gave us so many mitzvahs? So he brings the Rambam. And this is what we were talking about at the end last week. And he has a problem with this Rambam. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnah, in his commentary on the Mishnah there in Makkos, tells us that it's possible that a person will perform one mitzvah. It's not clear, does it mean one time? It sounds like that he performs a certain mitzvah, bi'ahava, with great love and devotion, and this could be his ticket into Olam Haba. That this is possible, this could be his ticket into Olam Haba. Therefore, the Rambam says that of all of the mitzvahs, it's very likely that a person will feel a connection to one mitzvah, at least one mitzvah in particular, and he'll observe that mitzvah with Mahadrin and Mahadrin in a very beautiful way, and that somehow this mitzvah that he's able to perform kahagin, according to halach, and all of the details and so on, that with this mitzvah the person will be zaycha, will be worthy l'chay olam haba, to life in the next world. And the Rambam bases this upon a famous Gemara of Avodah Zarah that we're going to go into more a little bit later tonight, where the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yossi ben Kismis, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyoin, what do you think is my likelihood? What do you think is my likelihood of going to Olam Haba? So the answer by asking another question, can you think of something great that you've done? Now here it would seem maybe it even means one time something heroic that you've done, some great mitzvah that you did. And we have many stories like this, right? That a person redeemed himself with one great heroic act. So what did you do? Okay, so we're going to talk in the Gemara. We're going to go back to the Gemara a little bit. So in the end, he says, okay, you did that. If you did that one great thing, then you could be zeich l'chay olam haba. And this is the Rambam's proof from the Gemara that there is such a concept that there's a way to earn a ticket into the world to come in such a way. So we are up to now the Maral on Peivav Vitema, on the left hand side, Vitema alze. So the moral has a major problem with this, and we're going to. This is a very, very remarkable. He has a very remarkable pshat and bechlal in this whole inyan of ribui hamitzvus and in interpreting this gemara in Avodah Zarah. The temal zek ki eich yizbelu dvar of hadam rina megemara the Rosh Hashanah behedya that liba the kuli alma bereiva various liyam hadin nidum gehanim. The moral says, I'd like to know what the Rambam does with the gemara in Rosh Hashanah that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the Day of Judgment, which is referring to the great day of judgment, the Yom HaGodol VaHanayra, the great day of judgment, that means after the person has already been judged, after his life, the day of judgment at the end of time, by Tchias HaMeisim, whatever, the great day of judgment. So it seems, the Gemara tells us, that the judgment is going to be based upon the number of Averis and the number of mitzvahs. In other words, it's a question of numbers. And that's how we've been brought up thinking, that this is weighed. Even though Tanya is the first chelik of Tanya is based upon a deeper understanding of this Gemara, nevertheless, the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara is that it's a question of numbers. And the question of whether or not you're going to be either Nechtovim v'Nechtovim la'alto l'chaim tovim, whether a person is going to be sealed for a good life in the future world, or God forbid, will be sealed, will be judged to go to Gehenna, Chas v'Shalom. So that depends upon the number of Aveiros, the number of sins, the number of mitzvahs, and so on.
In the Shorim question, the Rambam himself says that in the Teshuva, that the person has to look at themselves like they're half.
Yeah, so that the Rambam there is not, the Rambam there is, he's not defining. If you look at Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam is talking that a person should always see himself in such a way that with one mitzvah, it's true. He does talk about numbers, although in the halacha there, he's not defining. We'll look in that halacha. It's not the hagdara of chayy olam haba, how a person zayich the chayy olam haba. But you're right. It does create a problem. I shouldn't say it doesn't. It does create a problem. Nevertheless, the Gemara is clear, and there's in Chazal in a few places that everybody agrees. There's a Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, but everybody agrees that Rishoyim Gemurim, that a person who's not 50-50, but the majority of his life consists of Aveiros, that it's not good for him. It's not good for him. And it's not a question in the Gemara. We don't see that in the day of judgment that the Beis Din asks the person, can you think of something really chashuv that you did? It's just a question of measuring and weighing and counting, and so. And if it doesn't work out, but sorry, heroic, not heroic, it doesn't work out. That's what it's talking about over there. Which itself is a complicated thing. They were Tosfos. We don't have to go into it. But that's the Pshat in the Gemara. That the definition of a Rasha, or that which enables a person to enter into Olam Haba, that is Rav Mitzvahs. That their mitzvahs are machriya, the Aveiros, that outweigh the Aveiros, however they're weighed. But we don't see that there's this concept, the Maral says in the Gemara, of Klum Maisei B'Liyotcha. Is there one great thing, one mitzvah that can redeem you? So, the Eich Yis, the next page, for Eich Yis the Gemara Aruch, how could the Rambam contradict a Beferish Gemara? How could he contradict a Beferish Gemara? Look in footnote 6. Shabbat Gemara Mavur Sherishoyim Gemurim. The Gemara explains that a person who is considered to be a Rosh Gomor, which means Rubam Avinus, that there are more Aveiros. Rashi says they're Beferish, that there are more Aveiros than Mitzvahs. Rubam Avinus. Enim Zaychim Chayelam Haba. The Gemara, it's clear that a person who's Rubai Aveiros, Avinus, he does not go to Olam Haba. Afal Pishav Sherishoyim Kimu Mitzvachas Bushleim Musa. Although it could be that the guy's a gevaldig about tzedakah, tremendous about tzedakah, gave a lot of tzedakah, did a lot of nice things. It could be that he was very careful with mezuzah, chveis, or tefillin. But afal piche, nevertheless, the Gemara doesn't determine his status based upon that one mitzvah. Eliam rubay avaynas rubas chuyas. That's the pshat in the Gemara. V'raya lezem kedushin lamites. Shel Gemara sham ha'isa havim min aloyim b'sheh mitzvahs. Hashnuyas b'mishnah b'peya parak aleph mishnah aleph yumachrius is kafa avinus. Now the famous mishnah, what we say every day, elu dvarim shein lahem shir, in hachnasas kala, in halvayas ameis, and so on. Those mitzvahs in the mishnah at the beginning of peya. So there's a havamina in the gemara and kedushin. That means the gemara considers the possibility that these are such powerful mitzvahs that perhaps if a person was careful with these mitzvahs, in these categories, the scale can be turned in his favor. That somehow these mitzvahs have additional koyach to be machriya to determine his outcome. That's the Gemara considers that. Not only that, even if the person was careful with those mitzvahs that are listed in the Mishnah there, and so on. Right? Those mitzvahs that are listed there in the Mishnah. There's even a possibility that is discussed that even if he was not careful with other mitzvahs, you have a havamina that a person doesn't keep Shabbat, doesn't eat kosher, doesn't put on tefillin, and so on. But if he was careful with those mitzvahs, So then, you know, then it's possible to that he could be judged favorably. V'agemara tamha al kach. However, the Gemara ultimately rejects that. The Gemara in Kedushin didn't accept that. Upirish Rashi sham bitmiya v'harubay avaynasu. That's Rashi's problem. Rashi says, how could it be? His rubay avaynas. The guy's life is primarily one of avaynas, of sinning. That he's mevakeh cholim doing all these things. Okay, it's very, very nice. You can build a, you know, you can make a temple and you can get a rabbi. They'll make a speech. You can do any avaynah in the world. But if you visit the hospital, you go to Olam Haba. I mean, it's the end of Yiddishkeit. Right? It's the end of Yiddishkeit. Or walk humbly with thy God. You know, something to make a nice sign. And they play organ, and everybody goes to Olam Haba again. That's not Yiddishkeit. So the pshat in the Gemara, lemaisa, the Gemara doesn't accept this. So the reason that Rashi explains that the Gemara rejects this is because we can't have such a thing. What, lays din, lays dain, there's no judge, there's no judgment. So a person has two or three good things and the rest is affairs. So the Gemara rejects it. The Seif Derech Haim. Now, in the morale in Derech Haim and others, Hevi Shom is Divya Ramam Heilu. He brings over there also this Rambam from Pirush Mishnayis. But Tzirif Lahem is Devarav Shabbal HaYikarim, the Maimer Gimel Perchav Teshakosav Kedasa Rambam. So the Bala HaYikarim, the Sefer HaYikarim, Rabbi Yosef Elbo, he also seems to agree with this Rambam. And over there, the morale brings also the HaYikarim. The Herach Levirus HaKoshi HaOlim HaGemor Roshonik HaNegin Shita Zun. The morale writes over there the following. Ain't her perish him overcome a mitzvah zakim mitzahachas shivishaloisa mitzvah yiskel elam hab. It can't be that a person is violating aveiris and he doesn't do the mitzvahs, but because of one mitzvah that he should get elam hab. Kidav is that eev shaloima shemisha rubay avainis yiskel elam hab. It can't be that a person is rubay avainis, that the aveiris outweigh the mitzvahs. It can't be that he should be zeichet elam hab. He brings this Gemara, Gimel Kitas Yom Hadin, Echav Shah Sadiqim Gemara, Echav Shah Vishram Gemara, Echav Shah Beinanim. And he goes through this Gemara that we were talking about before. We discussed the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara classifies different Jews based upon the ratio of mitzvahs and aveiros. That is the classic definition of Chazal, of whether a person who goes to Olam Haba or God forbid, he doesn't go to Olam Haba. Back upstairs. And if you'd say like the Rambam, Shafilu what? Shafilu b'mitzvah hazeich l'olam haba, with one great mitzvah, you could be worthy of the world to come. Also shuma veira. So he says, okay. Someone else says, if you want to tell me that with one mitzvah, you can get olam haba. He says that maybe we could hear such a concept in where there's a person who didn't do any aveiros, because then that one mitzvah won. If a person didn't do any aveiros and he did one mitzvah, so he didn't do all the mitzvahs, let's say all the mitzvahs I say, he didn't do all the mitzvahs, he didn't do all the positive commandments, he did one, basically put on film, he did one mitzvah. So if he didn't do any aveiros, so the morale says, which is of course is a davar rochak ma'od, it's very far fetched, right? So ain of them Ashiyashatar Leyachta, it says in Pasik Shalom Melech said, to find such a Jew that never did an Aveira. So then the morale says, no, and he says, then maybe Hanashaisa Mitzachas Avaloy also Shum Aveira. Im Kain ain kan lahagdal schar klal. The saif kasha yeshlam habi mitzis efshashiyasa habi chatoim, viyu chatoim machreim. So the morale says, so how the Rambam explained? The whole thing that Rabbi Chanan Makashama says is that because the Baruch Shalom is good to us, he gives a lot of mitzvahs. They're not only positive mitzvahs. The majority are lavim, are negative commandments, right? The majority are negative commandments. A lavim. So that's a schus for us. In other words, like we said last week, that there's a much greater likelihood that a person will do an aveira than do a mitzvah. So what's the schus? He's saying, in other words, the Rambam we can understand if we're talking about a guy that did one mitzvah and he never did any aveiros. It's not the pshat. So then what's the schus that the Baruch Shalom is the hirbalahem, that he gave us a lot of mitzvahs? He gave us more aveiros. And what? And if the aveiros, and if an aveira disqualifies even one aveira, or two aveirus, because two against one, would disqualify the person. So what's the schus that the Baruch Hu gave us so many aveirus, so many possible aveirus in mitzvahs? There's so much more of a likelihood of failing. And if the Rambam was talking about such a far-fetched situation where the person does one mitzvah and he never did any aveirah, okay, then I'm asking. That would be the case. But the says in the first Mishnah, his explanation does not work for Rabbi Hanan Makasha, who says that the Baruch Hashem gives a lot of mitzvahs. Because the Baruch Hashem gives a lot of mitzvahs, and he gave us a lot of possible aveiros too. So the Rambam can't explain that statement of Rabbi Hanan Makasha. But you want to tell me, Rambam, that if a Jew does a mitzvah, it's a good thing? I'm asking. So before you Mishnah, we don't have to argue about that. That what? Then it says the mitzvah. Kalayis a mitzvah, it's mitzvah lo. You do one mitzvah, mitzvah lo. It'll be good for you. Umarich l'yamav, give you a long life. And you get the world, you'll inherit the land. This simple pshat there is talking about what? When the person was 50-50, mitzvahs and aveiros, and he, Baruch Hashem, that one great mitzvah that turned the scales in his favor. So the Rambam says, I'm certainly agreeing that if a person never did any aveiros and he does one mitzvah, certainly then it would be fine for him. Because we see even the Gemara that if the guy's 50-50 and he does one mitzvah to pull him over, he's okay. But the Rambam says, that's not what Rabbi Hanan Makasha, that's not the pshat when it says in the Gemara that what? That the Baruch Hashem gave us a lot of Torah mitzvahs because he loves us, he wants to be mazakas, he wants to merit us with a lot of Torah mitzvahs. That's not what he's talking about. It's not the pshat.
Does Chazal really look at it that mathematical?
No, because different mitzvahs, anything there, matan mitzvahs, different mitzvahs have different value, and different averus have different value, and also the person's life has to be taken into account and where he comes from. All these variables. That's why I said that the Tanya in the beginning rejects the possibility of it being purely mathematical. Nevertheless, he does. He does have to contend with these Gemaras, but the Rambam, the Tanya there explains. It's really kedai if you have a Tanya to take a look there in the first parak, in the second parak, the first few prakim, nothing. The first few prakim, to take a look. There has to be something qualitative. It can't just be quantitative. It's absurd. But on the other hand, to reject entirely, outright, to say that the amount of aveiros and the amount of mitzvahs are insignificant as long as a person does one mitzvah like this, so the morale can't accept that either, neither would the Tanya. There is something, you know, the math does make a difference, but together with a qualitative component. But what seems from here is that the Rambam, the morale claims that the Rambam is ignoring the Beferish Gemara, and Mati is right. Even in the Mishnah Torah, it doesn't sound like that in Rambam. And the Tanya, even the Tanya brings over there, that one's outcome, one's status is determined by a certain pattern that he's established in his life of Rubai mitzvahs as opposed to, God forbid, Rubai aveiros.
I mean, I don't know where the morale is going, but I mean, to me, there seems to be a push of the Teretz to reconcile the Gemara.
Go ahead.
The Teretz is that, I mean, that's the way I always understood the Gemara about the person finding a mitzvah. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, each person can find in there his own special mitzvah.
Correct.
So therefore, therefore it's got nothing. That's the greatness that the Leficha Hirbalem Torah mitzvahs. That each person will be able to find the one special mitzvah that his neshama will connect to. It seems that, you know, there are a lot of people, if you speak to people, that people do find their...
You're absolutely right, and you are onto something, but the problem is that in that state, it still does not, that is not what the Rambam is saying. That is not how the Rambam is learning Pshat. Although the Rambam does say that maybe you are saying the same as the Rambam. I shouldn't say so quickly. In other words, out of all the mitzvahs
The Bereshit gave us a lot.
Right.
So Mustama, you're going to find, you're going to... Now, the only thing that I think you're saying differently is that maybe from that one mitzvah, and this is all the Chassidus Sfarim say, that from that one mitzvah, you'll build up your Yiddishkeit. Nobody, we all agree to that, that one mitzvah could change your life, but that's only if it leads to other mitzvahs, correct? But that's not what the Rambam is saying. What you're saying is that's an older Sfarim, that's beautiful, you're 100% right. That a Jew does a mitzvah, and it leads to another mitzvah, invite another mitzvah, and he opens it, because his neshama connects to that mitzvah, it opens up his neshama to Torah and mitzvah. It's beautiful. But the Rambam is saying that's not the case. The guy did one mitzvah, it didn't open up to anything else. He did this one mitzvah, but it was some great heroic thing, and it's possible that he can get a ticket to Olam Haba with that one mitzvah. We couldn't say such a thing.
One great heroic thing. I don't see that in the Rambam's words. I just see
the Rambam says kahaygen. So I'm exaggerating. Kahaygen means to do it properly.
Right, with tmimus, with all the right kavanas. That's good. Not heroic.
Good. With all the right. So let's say like that. So all the right kavanas, tmimus, fine. Okay. Afal pichen. What about all the aveiros? What do you say about that?
Why are there is also an opportunity to fill mitzvah? From Iran.
It's a mitzvah you ask Hashem. Rabbeinu Yonah learns that any time, shot in Rabbeinu Yonah, is that any time you feel like doing an aver and you don't do it, you become a mitzvah of U.S. Hashem. Uvay Sidbak, it's a mitzvah of U.S. Hashem. So all the averes are an opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of U.S. Shammai. But the question is at what cost and at what risk? At what risk? So what the moral is saying is that for the Rambam to learn pshat, that's what it means, that it is here below, that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us so much Torah and mitzvahs to be mezak us.
But he can't give us challenging mitzvahs, that's what the moral does.
No, what the moral says is that it's not possible that the pshat should be that with one mitzvah that's performed properly, that the person should earn Olam Haba. What you're saying is also right, David, but the moral's arguing with the Rambam. But you're saying it's a different shot.
Right,
okay,
question.
So good, right. Good.
Morale is basically saying that if you do one mitzvah, you're retired, you're okay, you're covered. I mean, that's
how we learn pshat in Rambam.
Right, and if you do one mitzvah, and then you can...
One mitzvah. What you're saying is the Rambam is not saying that?
Maybe it's the way you should look at it every moment, that you're even, 50-50, and that at this moment, the choice...
That's what Mati is talking about in Hilchos Teshuva. But the words in Perish Mishnayis, the words that we could look them over again. I mean, this is the way the Rambam writes in Perish Mishnayis. So again, let's look at it again. Fine. On Peivav, the second column, right?
Yeah.
It's not paraphrased. This is the exact words of the Rambam. It's one of the fundamental principles of Torah. That when a Jew performs one of the 613 mitzvahs properly, right? Well, he shifted from kavanasa to kavanas olam, and it was with pure kavanas. He did not have any external, personal reason. It was for the sake of the mitzvah. Elishayasa oisa me'ahava, but to do it out of love. That's what I meant by heroic. It's a little bit heroic, I suppose. K'mo shebi'arati lecha. Hine zocha lechaya olam. The person has been zocha to eternal life. Because there are so many mitzvahs, not every moment can in his life, it's not possible that he didn't do one of them al maskunta in its proper way, in the fullest way. And by doing that mitzvah, he can revive his soul. He can give himself life in the world to come from that ma'aseh. Those are the words of the Rambam.
So are you learning achas mehena one time or continuously?
One of them.
One of the mitzvahs. So I said it's hard to understand that it should mean one time. It probably means that throughout his life he worked on this mitzvah.
Right.
But then he says ba'isa ma'aseh. Okay, it probably means throughout his life he worked on this mitzvah. It doesn't mean that he had one good day.
Right.
But throughout his life. Okay. Yeah, is that the, I mean, the words of the Rambam, no, it doesn't sound like that.
So how did they define a qualified L'chayim Haba? Like, what is it?
But does it necessarily mean you're getting the full package?
The full package, maybe you're getting you're getting the coach package, but,
There are different madragas in Olam Haba, we know that, although the Rambam himself doesn't go into that. There are different madragas. So
if we join together the statements that are found in the Zohar and Chazal and Reishis Chochma and so on, then I suppose obviously when the proportion and when the ratio is different, then there is a different level of Olam Haba that a person would be on. There's someone that just made it 51-49, you know, after the recount. So it's a Olam Haba. It's a gewaldige thing, but it's not the same madrega as somebody who had an overwhelming victory.
Can you say with the qualitative as quantitative that if you do mitzvah properly once, it's worth more than all the errors in the world, more point-wise, therefore you guarantee.
So that's what it sounds like the Rambam is saying.
Really, you can do 100 errors in one mitzvah, but a mitzvah has 200 points to it.
Oh, if you do true mehava, it says in the Chassidus Sforim like that, such a thing, that the mitzvah means true mehava. It's a beautiful Chassidus Sforim, but it's not true mehava. The mitzvah has hamaskunta b'shleimus, he says any, and the Ram says, he says any of the mitzvahs. Ki shekayim other mitzvahs and mitzvahs mitzvahs keroy kahagin. So you want to say it's the mitzvah of tshuva? It's a gevul. It doesn't sound such a thing. The mitzvah of tshuva. So if you do that, and you do it me'ahava out of love. So the Ram says over here me'ahava. So then it's
true. Yeah,
the Ram is saying the way to get to this madrega of doing one mitzvah properly is if you do all the mitzvahs all your life. Because otherwise, that's right. We just spoke. It's hard to imagine. It's going to be turned. Now I need.
So the Maral's upset also. You're right.
I don't think that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so you have to say something in the words. You can't just.
Where does the Rambam imply that it's the person with the Riboy Avonos? Why is it talking about
Rambam? Otherwise we're talking about a person that is what? That is Riboy Mitzvahs?
Is Zochel Chaim Olam Avon automatically?
So the assumption? Why not? But the Gemara says that, but the Maral brought the Gemara. Kalaisa Mitzvah is Mitzvah, though. That's talking about a Benudi. The Gemara. In other words, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Hanani? He's saying Rabbi Hanani Kashas is the Baruch Shalom was what? It was Mazakas. Hirbel on the Torah mitzvahs. So the Gemara already says in Kedushin, that's where the Maral brought this, right? On Lamed Tes. Kloisa mitzvah achas mitivin lo. Who's that talking about? So the pshat in the Gemara is that it's talking about a person who had mechza avinus, right? Who had mechza avinus. If it's a person that's ruba mitzvahs.
Why can't that Gemara be explained in Chanan and Akasha?
How?
The better chance to do a mitzvah achas when you're a benoni type of person.
So that's what the Maral is asking, right? Maybe Kluim shot the Rambam like this, right? That is talking about a guy that's a Benoni. So the guy's 50-50, right? So with one mitzvah, he wins.
But not 50-50 in the strict number sense. It's a person who does mitzvahs and does averos, like most of us probably.
And
this is the Rambam saying, one way, if he does one mitzvah kahogan, he can lift himself out of that stage. And Riboy mitzvahs gives a person a better chance in that matzav than most of us are in. So Riboy mitzvahs means you have a better chance to grab onto one such mitzvah.
Yeah, but if we're talking about, but that's what the Maral is saying. I understand what you're asking, but that's exactly the point that the Maral is making. That if the Rambam is just telling us, the Rambam is learning pshat that the great schus in Riboy hamitzvahs is that if you're holding in a funny like most of us. That the mitzvah can carry you through, so the Maral is asking, what's the chiddush book to say such a thing? That's the pshat. Rabbi Chanan Asher, here b'lehem Torah mitzvahs. The Gemara says, kolayis a mitzvah has mitivim.
I don't understand. It's two separate points. One is that one mitzvah done properly can lift you up, and that's why riboy mitzvahs is a good thing because it helps you find those mitzvahs. Even though the chiddush is exactly what we've been talking about. Even though it's going to lead to certain problems because it's going to be more things that you can mess up on, even so, because of mitzvah achas, it can lift you up, so that makes it a zechus. Those aren't the same point at all. First, we make a point that you can have mitzvah achas to get you out. That's what the Gemara is talking about, the second Gemara. And Rav Chanan ben Akasha says, and that's shot in riboy mitzvah, that even though there's going to be added pressure and more mitzvahs that you can mess up
more avayros possible.
More avayros, correct. So, even so, it's worth it because of the other Gemara where you can get one mitzvah.
So we're talking about possibly a Benoni.
Right? A Benoni in a very broad sense.
Okay, but again, the Maral,
As far as we know so far, even though we spoke about qualitative as opposed to quantitative, as far as we know so far, the Poshut Pshat in Gemara's Rosh Hashanah is that it's quantitative. The Poshut Pshat doesn't say anything. You're right, there has to be something qualitative here, but the simple Pshat that Morale is working with so far is that his reading of the Rambam is that we're talking about a person in whose life there's a ribui avonos, and that there's a ribui avonos, and despite that, this is how he's definitely reading the Rambam like this, right? That despite the fact that there's a ribui avonos, he can still be zorich b'chalam olam haba, because because the Rosham gives a lot of mitzvahs, so there is a likelihood that he could do one mitzvah on Shleimusa, right?
Yeah.
But the morale definitely is not reading the Rambam the way that you're reading the Rambam. The question is, why not? I mean, but
the morale would have a problem, because again, the morale is talking about, or the way we were discussing it, that it's talking about a person who never did a mitzvah in his life besides this one. Even the morale of the Rambam is even purely quantitative. Is it such a crazy idea that if you're 60-40 in favor of Averis and you do one mitzvah well, even quantitative?
Quantitative shouldn't work out. It's even 64.
No, but with the mitzvah achas, I mean, there are two types of quality. I mean, I'm not talking about whether one mitzvah is more important than any other, but doing one mitzvah bishlei musa when you're in the parsha of
reading too much in. You're reading.
Anything about no person ever did any mitzvah. And I think it's more meduyah that way than the other way. What's the contrast of doing a mitzvah kahogan? As opposed to doing what? As opposed to doing all Averos? I mean, the Rambam was never talking about that. This is one mitzvah that you do as opposed to the way you do everything else, which is that you do the mitzvahs.
Well, there's the other mitzvahs you're doing, but you don't do outside of Shleimus.
That's more right.
Outside of Shleimus. You do the other mitzvahs, but you have one that you do mamish.
That's more midduyak in what the Rambam said, because Rambam never...
The reason that you might have, that it might be a good point and it might be an alternative reading of the Rambam is because Lamaisa, he brings the Gemara of Klum Maise Baliodcha, where we have two Tanoim talking to each other.
They weren't talking about
So they weren't talking about his Rube Avinus. It's absurd, right? Or we're not even talking about a Benoni. It's absurd. So the likelihood is we're talking about a person who we're talking about people who are certainly doing mitzvahs on a regular basis and had a nice chashbon of mitzvahs. Could be, but the Maral doesn't learn it that way. You're right. It could be. Because the Maase, the Rambam. But then we're still bothering, after everything is said and done, and maybe you could say like that, and it's a good ha'ara, but maybe what's still bothering the morale is the fact that Rabbi Chananah ben Akasha made a point of saying that l'fichach yivlehem Torah mitzvahs, and that sof kol sof, there are more aveiros than mitzvahs. This bothers the morale in the reading of the Rambam as well. That sof kol sof, if the Gemara is emphasizing that l'fichach yivlehem, you see how good he is, the Baruch Hashem, he gave us so many, right? But there are more possibilities of making mistakes. I understand what you said about Yashamayim.
Kind of,
so
he does say. I thought also with that, he does say Asiyas Osa Mitzvah. That certainly sounds like it's Asiyas Osa Mitzvah is also talking about Yiras Hashem.
No,
that's
I wouldn't say Asiyas Osa Mitzvah on Yashamayim. So the Rambam doesn't seem to agree with Rabbi Yonah and Pshat, and that you make a mitzvah of Yerushalayim each moment that you resist it. Anyway, it's you're making a very good horror, and maybe it's a way to learn Pshat and Rambam. Could be, but the morale clearly doesn't learn that way. So he says, back on page I on the left hand side. This is not just academic. Our lives depend on this stuff. And we just have to remind ourselves we need a little bit of Yerushalayim also. You know? Let's remember that we're not just talking and learning. We need to know Lamaisa, because there was once, I think, there was two tzaddikim was saying with a rabbi with a Talmud. It could be that it was the chayza with the rabbunim. I don't remember that he was talking about how when the student is. He is killed b'shogeg and intentionally, so he has to go to the imiklat, right? He goes to the city of refuge, so his rebbe goes with him. So, and then the rebbe starts to cry, as he says, "Mestame." So if that's the case, wherever Talmud goes, you see that the rebbe has to go. So the student said to the tzaddik, says, "Rebbe, it's good. I want to make sure that we remember that on this day, at this moment, you said that
that no matter where I go, you're coming with me. I'm taking you with me. So everybody has their ear miklah that they have to run to in this world or in the next world. But to take somebody, you have to know that it's lamaisa, it's not just academic, that we're going there. So he says, the Maral says, In other words, if we're talking about a person that didn't do any aveiros, so the Maral says maybe if you tell me the Rambam is talking about a case where a guy didn't do any aveiros and he just did one mitzvah. One fantastic mitzvah. He did it properly. So then the Maral says, then why does the Rambam say it has to be a perfect kavana? If he didn't do any aveiros, even if he did a mitzvah in the simplest way, the bottom line is, according to Chazal, he's a had. Even if he did a mitzvah just in the most poshut way, did a half-hearted way. Why does it have to be with all the kavanas?
Rambam sheet and kavana lo latzis.
What?
It works around only if you have kavana lo latzis. It doesn't work.
Oh, kavana. I mean, in terms of this is sichus kavana, ain't sichus kavana.
Sheetas haram.
Okay. Could be. So does it have to be al shleimusa? If he does a mitzvah, he's ahead. If we're talking about a person that has no aveiros, right? Why does it have to be Be'ahava? So he rejects this, at least in his reading of the Rambam, he can't accept it. This is the Pshat in Rabbi Chanan Akasha that with one mitzvah, despite one's aveiros, then it's possible to earn Olam Haba. And if you're talking about a mitzvah without aveiros, then you don't have to have a perfect mitzvah Be'ahava that the Rambam's talking about. Right? So the only thing is that what you're saying is that Ramesh is saying is that it's talking about a person that has mitzvahs, that has aveiros. And this is a mitzvah that's going to carry. This is the mitzvah that's going to carry him over, right? Could be that this is the mitzvah that's going to carry him over,
despite the fact that he has less. Despite that he's still number wise, he's behind.
Despite the fact that in numbers it could be these rubei aveiros, but that's a chiddush also. That's a chiddush to say such a thing. It's a chiddush to say such a thing. Why should it be? So why should it be a chesed from Hashem?
Well, I would say even if it's ribui mitzvah, you know, that what Rebbe mentioned from the Gemara, it seems to be talking about. First, they may do all mitzvahs, but wonder whether that's going to get him chayel ma. There are a lot of ways to do mitzvahs. So
the Maral talks about that later on.
That's not necessarily such a. Again, maybe.
Although he might have mekayim all the mitzvahs, but he didn't.
He's
do
wondering,
them.
Is this going to get him chayel ma? Did I do anything I was supposed to do? Many things.
Yeah. Okay. Let's learn weiter. Good. He says, "Sof sof lamanu keina dover kama shpiyosh aramam zal the mitzvah chazoych lechal mahabed." It's not. It can't be. Vahad Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyain, hachi isa hasam. So now it comes back to this Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Comes back to the Gemara.
He has to learn the Gemara.
It's
the
Gemara
is a
kasha. Right. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Omla Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyain. Ma ani loy lamahabed. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was sick. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyain asked him, "What do you think?" Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyain says, "What do you think? Am I ben Olam Haba or not? What do you think?" Amaloi, this is the Gemara. Amaloi, kula ma'isa b'liyotcha. So Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi Chanina, "You have a ma'isa? Tell me a good ma'isa that you did. Kula ma'isa b'liyotcha. Did you do something good?" Amaloi, so he said, "Yeah, ma'os shel Purim, nischalfli b'ma'os shel tzedakah." This is such a mysterious Gemara. You're talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyain, who you know, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyain was killed by Kiddush Hashem. It's not a small thing. That's before this happened, obviously. This before, but Afal Pichain, we're talking obviously about a tzaddik HaKadosh Elyon, right? A great and holy person. So he asked them, "Klu Ma'isa B'Liyotcha?" It was the Ma'isa that you could think of. So he says, "One time, what happened is I had the money for a Purim Suda." Moshel Purim, that's what it's talking about, that he had money. Rashi learns that it's talking about money for a Purim Suda. We'll see Rashi's lashon in a second. So I had money for a Purim Suda, and this chavli moshet stalker. You know what? I mixed up the money from the Purim Suda, my own personal money for the Purim Suda. I mixed it up with stalker money. V'chilaktim laniyim. And in the end, I gave everything to the poor people. I didn't try to make a cheshmet to subtract. I couldn't figure it out. You know what? I didn't take it off the cheshmet tzedakah. It got mixed in. My money, my own personal money with the, I guess it was Matanos Davioni money, got mixed up together with the money that I was preparing for the Suda, for the meal. It got mixed up, you know. I let the poor people have all of it. Amalayim Kain, who?
So Rabbi Yosef ben Kismi hears this. He says, "Im kain mechelkecha yehei chelki." He says, "Oh, halavai, I should have the portion that you have. Halavai, I should have that portion in the world to come." Umgarolchi he garoli in halavai. My fate, my destiny should be the same as yours. Ad kan. That's the Gemara. You see, he brings Rashi 14. He brings Rashi. Moshele l'sudas porim neschafli moshele tzedakah v'sorva ha'isi shein sal tzedakah v'chalakim la'aniyim v'lechazati l'parim me'arnik yishal tzedakah. I could have taken money out of my tzedakah account, right? In other words, I put in the money from the sudas porim, the porim sudah, together with tzedakah money. I gave it all to the aniyim. I realized my mistake, and I could have gone and subtracted that from my tzedakah cheshbon, from my other tzedakah money. I didn't. I let the aniyim have it because I'm tight, and I didn't subtract it from any more tzedakah money. That's the pshat the Rashi learns in the Gemara. Okay. Now the Rambam brings this Gemara as a raya. The Rambam is bringing this Gemara as a raya that with a mitzvah chas, we see that Rabbi Yosef ben Kismi says that. That's fantastic. That a person can be zoich adam haba with one maisa, which here is talking about one specific maisa. It's not even talking about a continuous type of behavior. It says one maisa that I once had happened to me one time, this chafli most poor with most. But the
tzedakah. How do we know it was b'shulim misa from the Gemara?
Maybe we don't have the entire conversation, but apparently that was Rabbi Yossi, at least the Rambam learns that Rabbi Yossi was so impressed by the way that this misa was done. You're right. How do you know the kavanas and everything? That's how the Rambam learns pshat. Okay. The Niri says loisha b'shvil mitzvah zoyis yizkel olam haba. Ram says, Gemaral says, this is not the reason that one is zoichet alam haba because of one mitzvah that he let the poor people keep the money. Rak sheroa b'kiyah mitzvah achas ketikuna ma'oid shahaya machmer ba. He saw that there was one mitzvah, right, that he did properly, shahaya machmer ba, that he was very strict. Obviously, we see that Rabbi Chanina was very strict with the mitzvah tzedakah. He didn't take any chances with that money, right? K'mesha kosa ramzal ba'atzmai, shemizeh ha'maitse roa shekiyah mitzvah achas ketikuna, umizeh ha'yedeya shehut tzadik gomur b'kiyim kol ha'mitzvahs. The Maral says, the pshat's not. The Maral says like this. This maitse that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, that he made sure that the poor people got all the money, and Rabbi Yossi says, "Oh, in Kenya, chalki, I want to have that chalik in olam haba." It's not the pshat that we're talking about a person that was in trouble that we need to tip the scales in his favor. What Rabbi Yossi, acquainted Morale, this conversation between the two tzaddikim was much deeper. The conversation was Rabbi Chanina ben Tradim is asking, "Listen, you know me. How do you touch me up? My whole life. What do you think? Am I a ben olam haba or not?" So when Rav Yossi asked him, he wasn't saying, "Give me one good one. Tell me your best." And then, because we're talking about Tanaim, tell me your best one. No, he's saying like this. Give me an example of something that you've done, that from that example, I'll have a better picture of what? Of your entire life. In other words, I'll have a picture of who you are as a person. Not mathematical. Morale's rejecting this thing. In other words, it's not mathematically. Reb Chanina ben Tradian, we need to figure out if he's got 50, if he's got one to push him over. And Reb Chanina ben Tradian, if he doesn't have one. No. What the Morale is saying is, the pshat is, that's what he learns. Shemizeh ha'maiseh roh shekiyah mitzvachas ketikuna mizeh ha'yedeh shu tzadigom v'kim kol ha'mitzvus. By the way that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian described to him this event, and how careful he was with this mitzvah, and how machmeh he was with this mitzvah, and this, by the way, fits in so much with the Kisvei Ariya, that Davka, it was Davka in the Tzedakah, that Baal Tanya talks about in the Geras HaKadosh, which Davka, there, you could see the essence of the person in the mitzvah Tzedakah more than any other mitzvah. I'm not going to go into it right now, but Al-Pi La'ari, the mitzvah tzedakah is a gilui, reveals the essence more than any other mitzvah. More than any other mitzvah, it reveals the essence of who you are. That you are Ben Avram Avinu. So, but the Morale says that he told him this mitzvah, and from that mitzvah, and his chumra, and the way that he described it, Rabbi Yosef ben Kismet says, "I understand from what you're telling me that what? That your tzaddik gomer b'kiyam kol ha-mitzvahs. It's a raya that the other mitzvahs that you do, that you're tzaddik gomer in your entire life. Let's look at footnote 15. Hu ben olam haba. Nir levar kavanosa. Ki bekama mekarmes chazinen shadas amaral hi she'en chatzitzen l'gvulim b'nafsha shel adam. It seems from a number of places in the Maral's writings that we don't look at a person we don't look at the person in pieces and half. Listen to what he explains. Because Sofkosof, all Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion described to him was the perfect way that he kept this mitzvah of tzedakah with such a great chumrah. So he's explained the morale in a number of places learns like this, that if we see a person in front of us who's mitzdain b'mitzvahas, now you could argue with this from your own life's experiences, but the morale seems to learn this way, that if you see a person who's mitzdain b'mitzvahas, that you see that he keeps a mitzvah mamish in a beautiful way. Ach b'bir oivar aver b'davacher, but then you see that what? You see the guy's over, you see him being over a virus. You have a problem, right? Balkarcha she'en etztayin ezushul elam yasofa v'lachuz. The Maral learns in a number of places that what appears to you, that mitzvah is so excellent, it's so spectacular, he says, it's not really. It's not really. In other words, the Maral, he'll bring us a number of Mar Mekarmis. You could argue with this, but the Maral does not slice the person into that many pieces. The Maral says, if you see a person who's mekayim a mitzvah, l'shem shemayim, which is what we're talking about, for the sake of heaven, with all the kavanas, then that same type of a person could not be doing aveiros. And if he is doing aveiros, it means that even though the mitzvah is a mitzvah, but it can't be that it's a mitzvah b'shleimusa. It can't be. Because the person, if we look at the person as one, even though it's difficult to look at a person in such a way, but if you look at the person as one mitzias, he says, V'akorach she'en estayin ezu el mi'asofi v'lechutz, v'en yichaylu l'haris ha'malosa shul ha'is. I remember there's a Torah from Satmarov in Vayol Moshe, the Satmarov wrote, he says, you see people, he says that there's some wrong with it also, so I don't know how you feel about that, but you know, everybody agrees he was a grain in a tzaddik. So the Samar says that you see people that they scream and they yell that you have to talk Ivrit. Everything has to be Ivrit, right? Hebrew. And they talk about settling in Eretz Yisrael, about, you know, Zionism and so on. But then he says, but you see, it's Kanshab, it's Kankashis. And they'll scream that this is what it means to be a Jew. There's a mitzvah. But then you see that when it comes to the Samar says, when he said, look, whether you're obligated to speak in Hebrew, there's a Rambam in Perush Mishnayos that says these are submitted to teach a kid Hebrew. It certainly is not as clear as putting on tefillin or keeping Shabbos, right? Now, if you want to say living in Eretz Yisrael, so we know it's a Rambam and a Ramban, but it's a Chiv, it's a Kiyam, okay. But, you know, you could argue whether you're obligated, Bizman says, are you chayev to live in Eretz Yisrael? You could argue. But he says, as far as tefillin, mezuzah, Talmud Torah, Shabbos, Kashrus, these are befeiris, open mitzvahs, everybody agrees, right? And things that are veiris, that everybody agrees that they're veiris. So the Satmarov says, therefore, when these people are screaming Eretz Yisrael, or they're screaming Ivrit, he says, Simon, this is gunish mit gunish. It's not coming from a mitzvah, it's not coming from your shemaim, it's not coming from the love of God, it's not coming from your shemaim, it's gunish. And he brings a raya. He says like this. He says, it's a very extreme novel. He says like this, that you see Korach, he says Korach wanted the kahuna, he wanted the priesthood, right? Korach wanted the priesthood. So some Rebbe said, what's the matter? There aren't enough things. Who doesn't say chayav to be a kohen? I mean, there aren't enough mitzvahs. There aren't enough beferish mitzvahs that for you to do. You did everything b'shleimus, and the only thing that you're missing is the mitzvahs that belong to the kohen. Everything else is b'shleimus. He said, a person who's a Yirei Shamayim, who's doing what he's doing is L'Shem Shamayim, he doesn't have this unbalanced way of viewing mitzvahs, some Rebbe says. So if you see a Jew that's a Tzadik HaKadosh Netahar, and he's screaming about Eretz Yisrael, some Rebbe says, okay. Even though I might disagree, I could respect a person like that. But you're going to bring me some chaza, you know, professor, a guy that's eating chaza, and a guy that he dresses, his daughters are dressed up like little dolls, like a little Barbie doll. And the only thing that bothers him is that people don't speak Ivrit, you know, they don't teach in school Ivrit. It's a pell if you think about it. Like you see some of these schools I'm not saying whether I agree or disagree with it in terms of methodology or whether it's good for the kids. I personally think it's very good for them to know Ivrit. I'm not saying that. But that became, or that you have these schools that when it comes to Hashanah Rabbah, when it comes to Hanukkah, when it comes to Yom Tov, but when it comes to Yom HaTzmut or to Yom HaShoah, Mahadrim Nahadrim, we're going to bring out the whole, you know, this, so what does that mean? So you could say to be Malam Eschus, which I always say, because they feel closer to the Inyan. They feel very far from Sukkot. They feel very far from Shabbos. So you have the same person that spends the whole Shabbos falling asleep with some stupid novel on a couch. But if somebody would do that at the Yom HaSmooth ceremony, they throw them out of school. You get kicked out of school. But if you tell, if someone says, if a kid admits, you know, I read a secular novel on Shabbos, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, I'm so sorry. So the teacher will say, I'll do that, that's okay. The principal will say, yeah, what do you mean? It's fine, listen, God loves you anyway. But if you don't want to march in the parade, ooh, you're finished. You're not a Jew. You're just kind of you. So this idea of making schayru with mitzvahs, you understand the morale doesn't buy into this. Or the other name. But you're right, we all have favorite mitzvahs. Of course, we have certain things that are leading, because the root of our neshamas are connected to certain things. That's true. And certainly the Sama Rebbe was familiar with all of the Sama Kadeshim to talk about that. But he's saying, but when you see that a person, there's a difference between a person that says that, you know, this mitzvah, I'm drawn to, I love this mitzvah, I'm struggling with the other mitzvahs. That's what life is all about, to try to work on yourself. But when you have a Jew that you see that when it comes to one thing, that he makes a big deal. And by everything else, he's a kalina, he doesn't care, he's a kalshav a kalim, it doesn't make a difference to him, he doesn't seem to care, and he's going, he's being over prastav eiris. So then it's very difficult to believe that mitzvah that he's doing is a mitzvah that comes, that's coming b'shlem husa.
The Maharal speaking only in the extreme, like the Sam Rebbe, and sometimes the Maharal is saying, like, some people who keep Torah and keep mitzvahs and keep it there. Once you do it there, your mitzvahs.
It means, it doesn't mean it's worthless. He never said it, but it means there's something. It means that it's not as beautiful as it looks. It's not as beautiful as it appears.
The Maharal says that after there over there.
What?
I don't know that
there. Let's finish. This is what he's saying so far. Let's finish up a little bit the footnote. Let's see. Ba'koris says she'ain hitzdain ezu el mi'asafar lechutz ve'ain yichol lehayus hamalosa shel ha'isa. Well, the dogma. He says, for instance, Nemer. He brings from Lot's hachnas zorachim, right? So Lot's hachnas zorachim. So we know that Lot cared about taking care of guests. He cared about hospitality. Which Chazal tells us, because he came from the house of Avraham Avinu, we saw what it means to take care of guests. So Vayavosh Nei Amalachim Stoyim Avachulav Ayaloid Vayokim Lakrosim. So Lot went to take care of them. Pirush Rashi Shami Beis Avraham Lomad Lachazor Lachim, that he learned from the house of Avraham to help out guests, to take care of people. Ubir Hagur Aryeh Shav. So Maral says over there, Bezelosh Dim Loikain Hari Rosh Hayu. Listen, if not for what he picked up in Avraham Avinu's house, we know he's a Rosh. Right? It's not. He picked up some good things there, but Lemaisa, he was a Rasha. Shlakam Amul Amalachim. Ati Yoshatim Beschus Avram Atanit. So we know that he really wasn't worthy of being saved from Stom. Right? He really wasn't worthy. It's only in the Schus of Avram that he was saved. Imkain Loma Ha Yemavsi Lahachnis Archem. So I was asking, the person was a Rasha. The Maral is saying that Lot was a Rasha. He wasn't worthy of being saved, but you see that when it came to Achnasis Archem, Gevaldik. He was at the head of the committee. Hachnas Zorchim. Elu mi beis Avram lomad. So that's what he's saying. So Chazal is telling us that what mi beis Avram lomad vahergel al kol dover shiltein. It's not really a mitzvah. He had the Maral learn pshat and gray. It's not because he heard that he worked over this mitzvah Hachnas Zorchim. It's not because he learned the Avos Chesed from Chavos Chaim and he tried to understand what does it mean, what's a guest, and what does it mean the mitzvah Hachnas Zorchim. It means he learns pshat. That it was a haragel. That you don't have to say it like that. But the Maral learns pshat that the reason that he kept Achnas Zorchim is because he came from Beis Avraham. When you come from the house of Avraham Avinu, you don't turn away people. It's not like he worked on it. It's not like he got to the bottom of it. It's not like it's with all the kavanas and that he's something that he says, V'derech hagelo, halach lach nesarchim k'may sh'os Avraham. This was something that he grew up seeing.
and so he takes care of company. Why can't the moral accept the fact that even though the man is a Rasha, there is one redeeming factor, one redeeming thing, that he was great in this mitzvah, which I certainly am comfortable with, and probably you are as well, but the moral wasn't. The moral says, no, he's a Rasha, and the fact that he was Machnas Zorchim is a haggle. Which doesn't mean he doesn't get rewarded for it, because you know the Baruch Shalom is Ena Kosh Baruch Mekapech Sarkal Beri. Whatever good thing that a Jew does, anything that you do that's a good, even if it's not with the fullest intentions, you get rewarded and Hashem remembers. That's fine. But still, the moral says, don't think that Lot wasn't a Rasha. Lot was a Rasha. And even his Achnas Zorchim is not really Achnas Zorchim. It's a hergel. It's an imitation. Halavai we should be zeichet to imitate tzaddikim, you know. But it was just an imitation.
Isn't that answering the Rambam with circular logic, though? Saying that the Rambam says that if you do one mitzvah, then really do the one mitzvah, then you're not subject to the rule of 51%. And you answer that by saying, well, anybody who really does the mitzvah like the Rambam would define it, has already fulfilled the 51%. That it's circular.
Uh-huh. Well, the way the Maral is learning the Gemara, the way the Maral is learning the story in the Gemara, is that from that one mitzvah that's done b'shleimus, that was done beautifully, and we see also that this person like Rabbi Chanina ben Chadian is a person who was far removed from aveiros. That certainly it's a raya that this person's life is life of kedushin, of tahara, of holiness. What he's saying now is that the way the Maral learned the Rambam, that there's a person that does all kinds of aveiros. Again, you don't have to read. Rav Moshe is right. You don't have to read the Rambam, but the Maral did. He does all kinds of aveiros, and he's losing. He's losing in the math. He's losing, but he has a mitzvah that he did b'shleimus. The Maral saying is that such a person, the mitzvah that he's doing, can't even be b'shleimus. That's how he's learning the Maral. That even the mitzvah that he's doing can't be b'shleimus.
That means that if some other guy would have answered the same thing, that I mixed up the moment of tzedakah with the moment of Purim, but he's not Rav Chanina ben Chadian, and you would say he didn't do it b'shleimus, and I don't know anything about the rest.
Could be.
So we're going to say, like he says, we're going could to be. Circles.
So could be.
Once you know who he is, then we know.
No, so that he knew anyway. He knew who Rabbi Chanina. So what's he asking him? So why is he asking him klum ma'aseh b'liyotcha? Why is he asking klum ma'aseh b'liyotcha? Therefore, the Maral has a whole different shot in what that means. Klum. He's not finished. We didn't finish yet. What does it mean klum ma'aseh b'liyotcha? The Maral learns. I'll just tell you what we're not going to get to yet tonight. But the Maral learns that there's something dafke in what happened here with the poor money. That reveals the essence of the man. That they were talking in that amazing code that the Chacham has spoken. That there's something about poor money, about Matanus Avion, about Tzedakah money, that indicated not just that he had this one great act, but it reflected upon his entire life. Or else you're saying, right, what if I would have walked in and told him, and Rabbi Yosef Kisma would have asked me, what do you do? I said, I mixed up the money. It could be, I did such a thing also. So then he would have said, then Rabbi Yosef Kisma would say, Weinberger, Chalki, Alavai Shavi Chalki, I'd say, you shouldn't say things like that, right? So could it be? See, what you're saying is that he for sure. I have to check that because there's something somebody I know is on their deathbed, so I'm gonna have to make a call. So that for sure there must be something else here. It can't just be this statement. It can't be. There must be something else that's going on. It can't be. Now, what is it exactly that's going on? So. Just to finish this note over here. It's not such. There's no such thing that a person excels in one mitzvah, but in everything else he's a rosha. So therefore, the fact that he excels itself is not really true that he excels. That's also missing. So he learns also pshat like that in the morale.
The Maral says that when we stood by Yam Suf, it says that we screamed out to Hashem. We took up the craftsmanship, the work of our ancestors. So Maral says, what does that mean? Why can't you just say that they were davening like tzaddikim when they were by Yam Suf? They were davening like tzaddikim. Why do you have to put them down and say at least the way the Maral learns, you don't have to learn that way, to say what? That they were just picking up on the way that their ancestors, they knew that the Zaydis and the Babis, when they were in trouble, they screamed. So they also screamed. Why can't you say that they davened like tzaddikim? So Maral says over there, you know why? Because we see that all they're doing over here is that they were complaining. It would have been better for us to stay in Mitzrayim. We should have stayed over there. Because we see that they were not, in every other respect, they were not holding by a great level. Therefore, the fact that they're now screaming out, it also can't be complete. There's something missing from that screaming. That's what Rashi says. They were screaming because they grew up in homes where people, they heard there's such a thing. When people are in trouble, they dive and they scream. That's the nature of a person to be nimshach, to be drawn after something that he's used to. So that's how he learns pshat. The same with Rabbi Yosef ben Kisman, when he saw that Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, that he was mitzdayin, that he was unbelievable in this one mitzvah with the Purim money, and he never saw in his life, to his knowledge, Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion was a great person that never did a veiris, that he saw was a tzaddik and a kaddish. So therefore, Mimele, he understood from this that he's a tzaddik gomer b'kiyim kol ha-mitzvahs, the Maral says. That it must be that in positive mitzvahs, that he's a tzaddik gomer in all of the mitzvahs that he's done. Now, why do you have to bring a raya if he knows that he's such a kaddish in every other respect? Why is he? So that we're going to have to work on next time.